Welcome to the Quarantine Club podcast by Sawyer. This podcast is about the teen impact of COVID-19. Hey guys, welcome back to the Quarantine Club. Today, not only do we have a new topic, which is a movie review for the new Disney Plus movie, Soul, we also have a special guest, and her name is Kimani. Kimani, can you introduce yourself to the Quarantine Club?
Hello, Quarantine Club. My name is Kimani, and I'm Sawyer's best friend. I'm also 13 years old, and I go to the same school as Sawyer. Plus, I run track.
That's amazing. Let's get into the questions. My first question for you is, what did you think of the movie?
Honestly, I really liked the movie. I'm not really into Disney kids movies and stuff like that. Unless it's like one of the OG princess movies, like Princess and the Frogs, Cinderella, Snow White. But they did a really good job animating it, and I overall really liked the theme of the movie.
I also liked it. I thought it was going to be a lot like Inside Out, which was very interesting that it kind of corresponded with Inside Out, but not really at the same time.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Okay, my second question for you is, summarize the movie in 4 words. I know that's hard, but you can do it.
I would say interesting, spontaneous, lighthearted, and fun.
I have to agree with you. I'm only going to give 2 words because you pretty much gave my list of words away. So I'm going to say very inspirational and very amusing / humorous.
I actually prepared some questions for you.
Oh, great. Ask away.
My first question for you is, what do you believe the title suggests the story is about?
So, the title, it's not very confusing. It's pretty much spot on. But I think that I thought it was going to be about someone finding their soul, finding themselves, which it semi was, but the main character wasn't specifically finding himself. He was pretty much just finding his passion in more depth.
Yeah, I completely agree. When I first saw the movie title, I it was going to be something like a cool, lighthearted movie, like giving a great overall theme, which it did, but not in a sense where it's teaching you something, but it's more implying something.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So my third question for you is, what did you think about the main characters in the movie?
Wow, the main characters in the movie, they had some major differences, but they did come in together at the end.
Yeah,
my favorite character.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I also agree with that. I think 22 was way more rebellious. In some ways, I think they act like me and you because, of course, we talk all the time and we hang out all the time. And I feel like I'm more of a 22 and you're more of a Joe Gardner.
Yeah, you're always, like, you don't really like to, how do I explain it? The character 22, she doesn't want to leave her soul form because she doesn't believe there's anything fun on Earth. And I feel like if you don't view something as fun, you kind of don't want to do it. Whereas for me, I would just try it.
Yeah, I think that's something I definitely need to work on is giving things a chance, even if they sound boring or even if I'm not really interested in it. That's how I figured out that I like cybersecurity. I thought it was boring at first, and then I actually tried it, and I now love it so much.
I have another question for you.
Okay.
Do you think there's any other movies like this one besides Joy?
I think they're I want to say, that dog movie where the dog like dies, but its soul always stays intact. So like the owner gets different dogs like every other like 4 to 5 years, and he grows old with all these different dogs, but he doesn't notice that the dog is actually the same. It might not be the same breed, but it has the same soul and the same purpose in life. And that dog was always there to protect its owner and to make sure that its owner was okay. And once the owner died, the dog's soul now became a part of his grandchildren and his daughter and all of that. I cannot remember that movie's name for the life of me, but if I figure it out, I will definitely post it on my social media at the Quarantine Club on TikTok, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram.
Yeah, I've heard of that movie before, and I believe I saw the trailer for it, but I ended up never getting a chance to watch it.
Yeah, I saw the trailer as well, and that made me so interested in it. Maybe we should watch that next time we do a movie night.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, do you have any more questions for me before I ask you some more questions?
I do.
Okay.
What is the plot of this movie?
I think the plot of this film is not really finding yourself, but finding what you're passionate in and not letting anyone's opinions make you feel different about it.
That's a great way of explaining it. I don't know if I would have been able to explain it that well.
Yeah, like we're all passionate about different things. Like you're passionate about track, and I know that I've seen a few people let you down because of that, and I've seen that like you don't let that bother you. Like I know that you love track and you like to run, and I'm supporting you in
Thank you.
that. Okay, so I have, I think, two more questions for you, and then you can ask any more questions that you have for me. So, my fourth question for you is, what was the best part of the movie for you?
I definitely had a more funny part as my favorite part of the movie. It's the part that does contain a spoiler, by the way. Basically, when Joe Gardner is about to go back to his original body, he gets a little bit too excited, and he jumps into the portal without fully being able to imagine his normal self. And him and 22 get sucked into the portal. But instead of him going into his regular body, he goes into the cat. And 22 goes into his body.
Now, that experience was definitely the most funniest thing ever, especially since 22 could hear the cat talk and no one else could.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Okay, so my favorite part was more of a sad part. It was when 22 was a lost soul. I'm really not trying to spoil the movie for you guys, but when 22 was a lost soul, which are pretty much people who don't really want nor have a purpose, or people who just don't feel like they belong and stuff like that. Pretty much, the movie's example of depressed people, or the movie's example of people who feel like they don't fit in and stuff like that. It was when 22 became one of those, and only Joe Gardner could save her. And I think that Joe Gardner hadn't realized that Even though 22 has a nonchalant attitude and she's a very active and interesting and non-regarding person, that words still hurt. And he realized that all those mean things he had said to her and all those mean things the other people in the soul world had said to her were just breaking her down bit by bit.
I really agree to what she said. Out of all the mentors she had, they all were just trying to put her in a situation where she's forced to go on Earth. But no one should, they shouldn't have to force her. It should be her choice.
It definitely should have been her choice. Okay, so my fifth question for you is, did you like that the main character was African American, being that me and you both are African American females?
Yes, I love that the main character was African American, and I actually really like that we got some representation in this movie.
Yeah, I love that as well. In animations, you don't really see, unless they're like a short film animation, you don't really see African Americans as the main character. Just because animations like Soul or like Inside Out, for example, Inside Out, you don't really know the character's race because they were all different colors, but they weren't like any standard human colors. So there might be movies of animations where the character is to act African American or to be pronounced as African American, but they're not really an African American or a black person's skin color, which is brown or caramel or any of those, any of the large selections of brown.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah, so do you have any other questions for me?
I do. I have one last question for you. Who is the film's main protagonist and antagonist?
Okay, so I know that there's some younger people who watch, who, sorry, not watch, but listen to my podcast. So a protagonist is someone who is pretty much the hero, and the antagonist is someone who is pretty much against. So an, anti, against, not for. So pretty much the villain. So I think the antagonist was not only the different. The different mentors for 22, because they broke her self-esteem down ultimately, but the head of Soul World or Soul Nation, whatever they called it in the movie, the head counselors of that, the head counselors looked very different than the regular baby souls that were about to go to Earth, and I feel like they weren't very helpful. They were kind of not only just not only were they not helpful because they didn't really do anything, but like they weren't really helpful because they weren't really encouraging 22 to try her best and make sure she's okay and make sure that somehow she gets on Earth. And I think the protagonist was definitely Joe Gardner, because he figured out how to make her feel more confident in herself and how to see the world in a different eyesight and in a different light, and that made her want to come to Earth.
Yeah, I really do agree with that. You honestly stole my answer.
I didn't mean to
But
feel.
they did. Oh, how do I explain it? I feel like the antagonists, they weren't trying purposely to be the antagonists. I feel like they were only doing what they thought was best. But not everybody can take constructive criticism, and not a lot of people have a strong enough self-esteem too.
Right. I also agree with that. I don't think they were mean to be antagonists. I view them as the antagonists because they didn't even try to see that clearly 22 did not learn the same way that all the other kids learned.
But that was all the questions I had for you.
Okay, and that's all the questions I have for you. Thank you so, so, so much for coming on my podcast, Kimani.
You are so welcome, and I'd love to be here more often.
Yes, and if my followers love you, then of course you can come back on. But you're welcome here anytime, and thank you for coming. Well, Quarantine Club, thank you for listening, and I hope you guys have a good day. Thank you for listening to the Quarantine Club podcast. Tune in again for the next episode.